No, you can. You're good. You're good, dude. Don't worry about it.
Dude, it's okay. You don't have to.
It's call. All right, dude.
It's not a big deal. Take your phone call.
You can take your phone call.
You can take your phone call.
Damn. I forgot to hit record on the master channel.
Oh, fuck.
It's fine, but...
The master.
But just, again, a reminder. Whenever that happens, you're going to be... We got to run a tight ship with the... Okay,
I love you. Listen, who are you talking to? Because are you talking to me and Adam, or are you talking to yourself?
Yeah.
I'm talking to Adam.
You're talking... Okay, first of all, you're talking to two of the most intersectional...
The famous...
That's so true.
Adam.
Swagged out intersectional white
Good
boys.
Old Adam.
Whoa.
Come on, dude.
That's not his name, dude.
That's not my name.
His name isn't Adam.
Don't use me... Don't use my Huckleberry Finn name.
What if it was Barry Finn?
That's a great question.
I'm trying to just get better at making it sound like I actually said it.
Right.
Because that sounds good, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, you do a little bit of the first consonant.
A little bit of the
it's got to be barely in there. You guys got to be barely like...
Like that.
Yeah, there's got to... Out of here, and, you know, it sounds like it. No, it does. Don't act like a fucking right now, okay?
Whoa, dude. That one sounded too good that it made me uncomfortable.
Yeah. But I didn't say it, did I?
Well, you didn't, actually, but it felt like you did.
We'll isolate the track and replay it.
I thought you said we can't do that.
No, that's the problem. Is I'm recording all the individual tracks, but not the master.
You got to mix them.
What I used to do is I used to record all of them, and then I would bring these in and just use this. Like, as a reference or a backup. And then that's more fun for, like, chopping stuff up. But then I started just recording the master and then not giving a fuck because that keeps the file size down because Blueberry fucks us in the ass with bandwidth.
Yeah, dude, fuck. Can I say something? Can we cut the quality in half, maybe?
Yeah.
Even cut the bandwidth
even It's as low as it can go.
I think we should transition to iPhone voice memo.
Well, we had a sweet deal back when we were a Shout Engine. By the way, if you want to start a podcast, use Shout Engine. That's who we were with originally. And then, you know, it was like you couldn't get in contact with them because they were having some kind of issue. And the guy was like, yeah, I had cancer and my wife died. And I'm like, ooh, bro.
That's unacceptable.
Fucking what do I look like? You're a fucking therapist?
Let's talk business.
You're hosting me on your platform for free.
You're the company that's been giving us free hosting for years without a single question.
Yeah.
Man, I expect more.
Yeah.
You gave this mouse a cookie.
I'm the most...
You're the one that done turn a mouse into
no.
a...
No. Okay. That's not the fable or whatever, the story.
Aesop's
the fable.
Aesop Rock. Remember how cool that guy was? How
not
cool
really.
That music was? Aesop Rock.
No, that stuff sucked.
How that definitive jux, all those.
I don't remember that guy at all.
It was a backpack.
He was a rapper?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, backpack rap.
Does this sound cool? I got my hand over the mic.
Yeah.
I know after me saying backpack, I'm going to get a DM from a pissed off guy.
No, because that's what all that music was. That fucking. All
no,
that,
you're not.
Yeah.
No one cares.
A million planets are invading each other for races
oh,
you
one
never.
Of those guys.
Yeah, like.
Lyrical.
Like, what were those
lyrical guys?
Oh, fuck. There's a perfect example of this.
And it was funny, too, because like, genre, they had a name
atmosphere.
For it.
The atmosphere.
Atmosphere. Yeah, it was all that, like, Definitive Jux record label. They had all those guys.
No, it was Rhymesayers.
And
Jedi.
Anticon
also.
Wasn't and there someone called Jedi?
Jedi Mind Tricks.
Jedi Mind Tricks.
He was real fucked up.
Yeah.
But he was real violent.
Anyways, they all fucking, they had a name for it that was like intelligent hip hop.
That's awesome.
Or something like really.
Like IDM?
Yeah, something like that. I remember it was like.
Yeah.
That was back when people would be like, I don't like rap. Hip-hop. I like hip hop.
Right,
there's like a
right.
fucking distinction between
right.
the two.
Yeah.
That was like, it was funny.
I like my rappers not to get pussy.
Yeah, I remember having a conversation with a girl one time, because throughout my life, people were like, what kind of music do you like? I would just say, I don't like music.
Yeah.
Because it's such a bullshit question. It's like, it doesn't fucking matter. It's like such, you know, it just annoyed me.
It's too general a question.
And she's like, you, they're proud. There's got to be so, you know, like pressing me on it or whatever.
Right.
And I'm like, I don't know. I mean,
you
I guess
love
I like,
music.
I was like, I guess I like rap or whatever. And I forget who I even named. So she's like, okay, so you don't like rap. You like hip hop or whatever.
Oh,
I'm like, see, this is why I don't have this conversation.
You don't like rap.
You're going to make
like
this fucking, it's like, yeah, obnoxious distinction.
Yeah. How about you wrap your lips around my nuts, you fucking bitch?
How about we fucking pull the
and
car
you hop
over?
Uh-huh.
We pull the car over. I put your head behind the back tire and we crush it like a fucking melon in a hippo's mouth.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about we do that?
That's a little extreme.
I'm thinking I'm extreme, dude.
They call me the cock.
Yeah. I'm like the Tony Hawk of domestic violence. You know,
he was the first person to slap his bitch 720 times.
I did the 900 was like the first thing. I was the guy. Yeah.
Tony Hawk was kind of like the Naomi Russell. Yeah. Of,
no, shut up.
What?
Don't try and start this again.
I won't. I'm sorry.
Everyone, just wait till the fucking
wait till Sunday. I make a really good point.
He makes one of the stupidest points I've ever heard in my life.
Okay. You know what I always thought was a weird coincidence is that his name is Tony Hawk.
Yeah.
But then his skateboard company was
called Birdhouse.
Yeah, Birdhouse. Isn't that weird?
That's crazy.
It's wild.
He was just assigned that company name.
Yeah.
And they had no idea the guy was named after a bird.
Yeah. That's life's kind of crazy. I might try. I might do that as a bit.
What's the coolest guy of all time?
You ever notice how Tony Hawk? His company's called Birdhouse, and it's like a G.
Yeah. Who's the bird?
Yeah.
Him?
Where'd that come from?
The guy. He's the bird.
How are you going to call a man a bird that isn't Jewish? It doesn't have a big old beak. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Tony Hawk does have a big nose.
I think he kind of does.
Yeah.
He's so cool.
You fucking folded fast.
What do you mean? Oh, we're supposed to be dissing the coolest guy ever?
But your energy kind of switched.
First of all,
vastly.
He introduced me to some of my favorite music ever.
The fucking Mighty Mighty Goldfinger. Boston.
Goldfinger's Superman is one of the best songs.
Ian just summoned.
Yeah.
What's going on?
It really is so funny that grown men listen to ska.
They don't, though.
They don't, yeah.
It's literally just Ian.
It's just Ian.
Because, you know, in comedians, they like the gayest shit, like wrestling or whatever. Or Batman or whatever. Yeah, there's not a crew of ska comics.
I bet you there really is.
There is.
No.
At Skanks Fest, ska boys.
No. Scott Peterson, maybe, at Skanks Fest.
Scott Peterson is going to be zooming in to the next
league. Yeah, we got Scott Peterson.
No, that picture that guy with his red hair is so awesome. He was straight up just trying to flee the
He bleached it like mid-90s style.
I thought it was red.
He was driving to Mexico.
Or was he initially red?
No, he had black hair, and then he's like, I gotta change my look for my escape. So he bleached his hair like
and got a goatee or something, right?
Yeah.
I could have swore he dyed his hair red.
Yeah.
And what did he do? He killed his wife?
Lacey, yeah.
Lacey. She's
pregnant?
Yeah, filled her acid or pussy with acid while she was sleeping.
Whoa.
Yeah, she tripped super hard.
Was he trying to get it smaller?
I don't know what he was trying to do. I think he read it in the Hindustan Times. Mm.
Is that what you think?
I think you heard about
that
it.
Scott Peterson heard about putting bleach in women's pussies from the Hindustan Times.
Yeah.
What's a Anglophile for India?
Hole harming in India. They call it hole harming. What?
What's like an Indiophile? What's the word? Is there a word for it? Or is no one a fan of India?
No, there's plenty of people that like that shit.
Yeah.
What is it?
They like yoga. They like, you know,
you gotta
sitting cross-legged at the edge of a mountain.
Curry favor. Isn't that it?
No.
No?
There's no, like, Francophile for India.
Curry favor, definitely I think, is the word you're looking for.
That's not curry favor? No.
You could curry favor with an Indian if you are what Adam is talking about.
I'm a Hindu'd.
A Hindustan.
A Hindustan.
Actually would make sense.
Right, that does make sense.
A Hindustan. Dear M.
Adam, why'd you prompt that joke? Stav gave you the punchline you needed, and you just ignore it and go back on your phone?
No, I'm Googling.
You're like, how come there isn't a fucking swish? The perfect answer to that punchline joke written, and you're looking at fucking like...
You know what? The rudeness doesn't even bother me because I know...
You're the because one I know, here's being the thing. Rude.
Here's the thing.
You're the one being rude, and you're being criticized.
That is true.
Here's the thing. When we do a Dark Alliance episode, which is the name for... You guys are the original or whatever?
Yes.
OG or something? When Nick and I do an episode, it's Dark...
No, you're thinking it's called Classico.
Classico,
yeah,
right.
Yeah,
when
yeah,
Nick
yeah.
and I do it, it's the Dark Alliance.
The Dark Alliance.
And I will say this, he is relatively polite.
Wow, that's great.
But...
Yeah, it's show business, dumbass.
You ever heard of show
hearing
business?
The rudeness?
Look, the answer
today,
is neither this nor that are real.
Okay. Hearing the rudeness coming from you today does nothing because I'm just so happy that I'm with the two of you right now.
Right,
right. Mm-hmm. So if I have both of my friends in this room right now, I will gladly let Nick abuse me.
Well, what the fuck were you even Googling? Because you brought it up.
India file.
Not being
so
abused.
What's the name?
I don't know. I can't find it.
How fucking long does it take to figure out?
Because you made fun of me for Googling.
Because you were Hindustan was the answer.
It took you a fucking minute.
Put the phone down.
We were doing
Hindustan was the answer.
No, but it's not. They have other religions there. They have Sikhs. They have Muslims.
Seeking arrangements.
Seeking arrangements.
There you go.
You're trying to get your ass fucked by a guy in a turban?
Mm-hmm.
Puts his big sword in your ass?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that would be awesome, dude.
You know what I think?
Use me like a sheath, daddy.
You know what I think? Is that those guys actually did have something to do with 9/11.
Really?
Yeah. That's my hot take. Dude,
where's your proof?
You guys missed it. During my set, this guy like interrupted it. And I had him repeat what he said. It was a take that I've never heard before.
Mm-hmm.
And it gave me life. Just hearing, I was like, that is an absolutely new one.
That's awesome.
But he was alleging.
And you were here for it?
He was alleging.
It gave you life, huh?
Oh, he was serving.
It sent him.
It sent you?
It sent me. No, it really like, I charged me up.
Okay.
But he was
what
alleging.
What other thing did he do?
He was alleging that the Kramer video was a psyop.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That the government and the powers that be.
We've gone a little too far with letting regular ass people think they understand how the mind of the world works.
That's right.
Yeah.
They just take,
I bet
they
that guy doesn't even have a podcast.
They take anything and they say, this is a psyop. It's like, do you even know what a psyop is?
Yeah.
What's the goal in your psyop?
To get the funniest.
You're just saying
the funniest video of Jerry Seinfeld ever.
You're just saying something's fake. And let me tell you what, pal.
Yep. Right. Go off, King.
There's no reason for that video to be fake.
No.
That was the point that I was making. And also the people that are doing the psyops.
Well, it's the point that I'm making right now.
The people that are doing the psyops are not the ones that want to propagate anti-Semitism, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
They're probably a little bit of the opposite.
Oh, I think we know what you mean.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The name of my old ska band, actually, but it was the Protocols of the Elders of Zion.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You know what's funny is that could have Ian's ska band. Sock full of pennies. That could have been your
sock full of penis. The Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Mm-hmm.
That could have been your band's name.
No, why?
Sock full of pennies.
Oh, because of a change.
I forgot about the ska thing. I'm getting mad at Ian.
Why?
I'm just sitting here getting mad at him.
He's just trying to
riding around on that bike. The sock full of pennies.
Right,
exactly.
That Goldfinger song is.
What if my parents
amazing.
Hadn't got divorced?
Mm.
Then I wouldn't be gay.
Right.
And I wouldn't wear sunglasses and have sideburns right now.
Yeah.
I'm wearing a bowler shirt.
I'll be honest with you. I don't think people even like ska. They just miss the late 90s.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with the music itself. It's all just like, yeah, you know. Cold War's over. We still got the towers.
Yeah.
My family's still intact.
The dot-com bubble has not burst, baby.
Mm-hmm.
I'm putting all my money in diapers.com.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be a billionaire.
You know, it's funny. It's like most of the companies, that, like they're all things that exist now.
Mm.
And it was funny. There was like 15 years of people being like, can you believe idiots were investing in these companies?
Right.
Pets.com, who the hell needs that?
Yeah.
And it's like, well.
We all do now.
It is a website.
Looks like they were good ideas.
Chewy.com.
Looks like the economy is, once again, completely unrelated to the value something actually
has.
Yeah,
right.
You think anybody was trying to do cam sites then?
Yeah, they had them.
I never got on cam sites too early.
I don't think the bandwidth existed for that.
That's true.
Yeah, people's internet wasn't good enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, I still remember just fucking going on. There was a website where they had pictures of girl wrestlers with their tits out.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
I would just do the free previews from bangbrothers.com. Mm-hmm.
Of course. A classic move.
Just get it out in 90 seconds.
That's all you needed was those previews.
Still all I need.
That was a golden age.
That's so good.
You scroll through, pick the girl, you see the stills. You're like, yeah, I'd like to see her. But they never show you her taking the nut, which that was the only problem with the
You got to pay. You got to pay.
They show you everything else back then. They,
gotta
they leave rarely you show you her eating nut.
It's true. Mm-hmm.
Which is one of my favorite parts.
A woman eating.
Feeding a woman your jit, your jism.
I
and watching in pornography, watching her eat jizz or mm-hmm. a cream pie, for the you like to see how they handle yeah. a bust.
I like
porno.
The classic cream pie, then a glass underneath.
Put it in a glass.
Put it she in a glass.
She pisses it out.
Make her breakfast.
Make her breakfast. Put it in an omelet.
Put it in an omelet. Treat her right.
If you put cum in an omelet, you probably could trick a lot of people into eating cum.
Definitely.
It feels like an omelet is one of the most like seamless places to you can put really a little cheese on there.
You could hide a lot of shit in an omelet. Oh yes,
a momlet.
What would be the number one way to trick somebody into eating cum? You think? I think omelet. I'm voting omelet
or a baked good of some sort.
Baked good.
Yeah, brownies. You probably can't taste the cum.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true. But it takes a lot more time to make a baked good.
Yeah, you got to really hate the guy that much more that you're trying to.
Yeah.
Have eat semen.
Yeah, you have a lot of time to think about it.
Yeah, you really have to plot.
But I like omelet because it keeps it savory. You know, I don't want him to have I don't want him to have a dessert.
Right.
A vomit.
Cum is a savory. Cum is a main course.
Cum is not.
Yeah, it's not dessert. It's disrespectful.
Yeah.
To the meal.
Absolutely. I guess milkshake too.
Milkshake.
Smoothies in general.
Milkshake is kind of a, you know, again, intermediate between, it's a sweet main course.
You could put it in a green smoothie and it would taste nasty, but they would think it's just the green smoothie.
That's the answer.
Like, it's healthy.
I think you got it. I think you got it.
I still think omelet number one.
Yeah.
But.
Bro, I just want to go to Erewhon and get a $19 green juice.
Oh, classic to Erewhon. That was the early days.
That was
remember that?
Stav and I were staying at Danny Hertz's apartment.
Shout out to Danny. What's Danny up to, man?
Danny moved to New York for 2 years,
and we
didn't hang out one time.
Oh.
And then he just moved back to L.A.
Damn it. We missed Danny.
We miss Danny
living in New York.
One of the funniest things that ever happened is to bring out your sword, explain that you have it in case anyone breaks in. And then somebody breaks in that night and you just hide in your room.
Yeah. He hid, and the second he heard the guy was gone, he came out with his katana.
Yeah. That guy was awesome.
Dude, that was one of the funniest things that's ever happened to me.
But just to like even have that come up that you have a katana to deal with home invasions.
Right. And then one of the easiest just by home invasions ever.
Just by chance it happens in your like... You know, your apartment that's behind 9 sets of locks.
Yeah.
Right. It's above the Erewhon in fucking West Hollywood.
In the Grove. You live in the middle of the Grove.
Yeah. Which is a place where only Israelis and grandparents live.
Yeah.
Yeah, the vibes were hilarious over there.
Yeah, most
the furniture was so
honestly,
good.
Honestly, most of L.A. sucks. Deke.
I like the Grove.
The Los Angeles.
You like the Grove?
Yeah. Well, I like my memories of going to the Grove with my boys.
It makes me sad.
Cruising the mall. What?
It makes me sad. The whole.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Like the shopping experience of. It's like L.A. just represents like a lie to me.
You're so gay, dude.
No, I mean
you have to make everything so fucking emo.
It's not emo. It's yeah, fucking. It's a
fucking Hamlet, Prince of Denmark over here.
What does that mean? Now you've made it gay.
You know, like,
that's true.
How about I make it about homework?
You had him on the ropes.
I did
it
like a Dennis
and you
Miller.
Had to get, and
I
you had to get a little
Miller.
Greedy.
I was like, wow,
this is interesting.
He's never had
him for a second.
He's never had me. He's never had me on the ropes. This motherfucker, he comes in a little hot, and I'm like, okay, well, I got to duck around here. And there it is.
You let him punch himself
I'm
out.
Fucking,
you,
I'm
let,
just,
you let him
I'm
give just, you an opening for a counter.
You do
haymaker.
Not understand the difference between the war and the battle. Okay? And I'm up, baby. I've been up.
Hamlet, Prince of Denmark.
I want to make you think you're up, but I'm up.
So I'm just repeating up. What I said to you.
What?
And I guarantee you, here's what's going to happen. 10 minutes from now, he's going to say L.A. is depressing. The Grove is depressing.
Well, no, he'll say it represents a lie.
Yeah.
Not in 10 minutes, in the, like, 2 weeks.
Five, yeah, exactly.
Next episode. Next regular episode. No, but honestly, L.A. does represent
It does.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's like...
But I never want to live there.
Stop and I kind of had a great trip, and you were working.
They create these, like, little areas that are, like, you know, like a shopping experience are nice, but they don't clean up enough around it to make it, like... You know, it's too...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's too, like, there's not enough of
it's
a...
It's like those bath fitter commercials where they're
exactly.
Like, we'll remodel your bathroom in 7 hours. Yeah. It's like all they do is put
there's not enough, over your shitty tub. Exactly. There's not enough of a demarcation. So it's like, this is, like, I'm supposed to enjoy this Arclight theater when there's literally a homeless person under my seat.
Yeah. Yeah, but in New York we have the same
level of human suffering. New York it feels like a tapestry though. Mm. It doesn't feel like that's there's something different.
The homeless are decoration. They're not decoration
in LA.
That's
really, right. They're just old decorations that they haven't gotten rid of yet.
Right.
It's this constant process because they don't have seasons there.
That's true.
They don't have nature to dictate like the tempo of life.
Kill them off in the winter.
Right. So they have to do it with like, you know, changing storefronts and homeless people.
Confusing.
Well, like if I was going to be homeless, I'd want to live in a place without winter.
Yeah.
When I was in Boston, I was like, why would you?
And you're
going to
be soon. The show's ending at the end of the year, so you got to pick. You got to figure out where you want to be homeless.
Yeah, probably.
Castro
District.
I still think we should get together first week of January.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Record 72 hours, whatever, however hours we
I'm
need,
down, bro.
And we'll get another, we'll sneak another year out of these.
I'm down. Dude.
Okay, if you want to do that, cut the episodes down to 30 minutes.
30 minutes, we keep the Patreon.
Mm-hmm. No free episodes, just Patreon.
It just becomes passive income.
Patreon plus all the Patreon episodes are in their entirety.
Exactly.
An ad read.
Yeah. Yes.
So, and then the Patreon
and then
goes
we'll
up.
Patreon goes
up to $11 a month.
Yep.
For ad free.
Yep.
And then what that means is that we turn off your downloads so you don't get the episode at all.
Right. You're free.
Yeah,
and
you're
you can
free,
thank us. But as soon as you stop paying, we start giving them back.
You get the episodes. And in case you think you're going to be cute and game the system by fucking doing the opposite of that to get them for free anyways, $35 fine every time.
Yeah, every time you're discovered.
Yeah.
And we are litigious men.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We have Dershowitz on it.
Mm-hmm.
And Judge Steve Harvey is in our pocket. We're paying him off.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well,
Judge Steve Gravy. Oh, shit. I guess we got to talk about dietsmoke.com.
Oh, right. Oh, I forgot about ads.
Yeah.
Dude, the ads are the best, man. Because mm-hmm. once you start getting tired of doing the episode, it's like, oh, there's an ad.
Yeah.
And then we can talk for 7 minutes between ads, and then, whoop, there's another
ad.
That's
why we've come up with a system where we do the harder episode first.
That's right. And fuck the listener experience.
Well, anyway, folks, diet smoke is the perfect medium high.
So fucking true.
If you're wanting to bring balance to your day, diet smoke's Delta 8 gummies are the answer for you.
I agree whole fucking cockedly.
And guess what? They're also legal because of the farm bill and some sort of loophole.
Yep.
They're perfectly balanced, 100% legal, non-prescription. That means no awkward visits to the doctor.
I hate having to go to Dr. Reefer. Dr. Reefer.biz.
And they're hemp derived. And they come from American grown hemp.
That's
awesome. I don't know why it took me years to come.
Sneezing into the mic.
It's a huge one, too. A really nice one.
Just filling the microphone with snot.
Yeah, it's disgusting. It's dripping right now.
To be rude.
That's a good move.
The THC that gives cannabis its popular and desired effects is technically called Delta-9 THC.
Wait, really?
Yes.
Dude, I went to my bodega because I had run out of Diet Smoke, which I love so much.
The product which we use exclusively.
Which I use exclusively if I can. And I had enjoyed it so much, and I had given it to so many friends that I had run out, and I was going to go to my bodega to buy more Delta 8, an inferior version.
Yeah.
And I was going to be sad because I really wanted Diet Smoke. Yeah. So I go to my bodega. He was like, hey, we got a new version of Delta 8. It's called Delta 9. So they're just selling weed edibles now.
That's so funny.
All right, Shout out to the bodegas in Astoria, man. Just selling weed right now.
Diet Smoke. Let's go to the website. Diet Smoke.
So Delta H THC is also natural to the cannabis plant.
They got two,
it's simply less potent.
They got two flavors. One for what I like to call Mayo America, Blue Raspberry, Delta A gummies, and then they got the watermelon for the Playas. And
well, anyone can have either flavor.
Anyone can have either flavor, but largely you look at the marketing and it's pretty clear what.
It's. I think the marketing is all pretty similar across demographics.
Yeah, I think you're pink, just reading it.
Crips and Bloods, boys and girls, whites and blacks.
And this is what we're doing. We're tying our blue bandana.
The first thing underneath that
says
perfectly balanced.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think that means?
That means
racially balanced. They got a white flavor and a black flavor. Enjoy the smooth buzz of Diet Smoke, designed to produce softer high than Delta 9. Look, you got the scales of justice. Obviously weighed way over on one side.
Right.
Which, what do you think that means? Black people
go
to jail
justice system
more often.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good point.
And
okay.
100% legal THC. Enjoy with the peace of mind per section 297 RA from the whatever
the
farm
bill
thing.
Yeah.
Next thing down here, all right? A piece of paper with RX on it. And what do you think that means? Racially explicit.
I think that means...
That means prescription.
What do you mean it means prescription?
I think that's the...
How the fuck does RX mean prescription?
That is a great question,
how.
Actually.
It's because it doesn't. It means racially
that
explicit.
That is a good question. I don't know why it means
it's
that.
The reason
I think
pharmacies have that on, because initially, medicine used to just be for white people.
Whites only.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But also, too, it's like, you know, you couldn't make money as a Def Jam comedian. You had to
And also, medicine was only for white people. That's why... we have voodoo,
that's correct.
The East, and then also Confucianism.
Because
why you grind up dragon scales and shit like that.
Yeah, they had to make their own medicine.
So, but now.
But now we let the Chinese make it.
Now the Chinese make our medicine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, checkmate. So, folks, anyway, it'll make you high.
Well, is there any other proof you have of
it? Yeah, hemp derived, and that kind of looks like a flower, but if you consider that perhaps instead of a leaf, this is actually a fan that's missing one of the blades.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good.
Oh, nice.
Sneeze
dude.
Up.
The
nice.
Sneeze up.
The sneezy boys.
What is Del?
Oh, fuck. That one came from deep from my soul. Maybe I'll bike home, dude. It's been a while since I biked home.
It's a nice day.
I got a new bike. Did you see it?
That's nice. It's cute.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, I'm happy.
It's cute.
So it produces similar but milder effects to regular THC Delta 9.
Right, right.
But the main psychoactive, which is the main psychoactive.
Will Delta
component?
H show up on a drug test? Absolutely.
It really
yes, it will.
Absolutely will.
How old do you have to be to purchase Diet Smoke? There is currently no
21,
federal
21, wink, wink.
Yeah, there's no currently no federal age restriction on Delta H Diet Smoke. It's only available for those that are 21 ages of years of older. Diet Smoke lab tested. Yes, all products of ours will come... with a QR code that when you scan it, will take you directly to the lab test, result of that.
In Wuhan, China.
We ship to all U.S. states where Delta 8 is legal. We cannot ship to Alaska, Colorado, Delaware, Idaho, Iowa, Montana, Rhode Island, or Vermont.
Which, those places suck.
Yeah, we call those the states.
That's rude.
You don't even know what I said.
He didn't say anything. He just pressed the beep button.
Pressed the fucking button. I've never said anything. I've never said a single slur on this show.
That is false.
How about you remember Yak Backs?
Yeah.
I don't.
About
Home Alone 2.
No, that was a Tiger Talk Boy.
Oh,
Yak
yes.
Back was like this.
You're absolutely right. Wow. This is impressive.
Without skipping a fucking beat, without taking an extra breath.
These were Yak Backs.
Oh, yeah.
Say thing. You say something and you play it. This is a little tape recorder. But very distinct early 90s.
I remember them now.
Branding.
Yeah. Wait the fuck it. Where you had the fucking translucent shit and the fucking, you know, neonish colors and brightness and shit like that.
Yeah. A little circuit board in there. But mainly the lettering is what was distinctly early 90s to me.
Mm. Anyway, folks, here's what you do. You
My
go
point
to
is,
DietSmoke.com.
One of these for kids, but it's like a beep, you know? So kids can be like on the playground or whatever, be like, tag, you're it. And he'd be like, oh, yeah? Well, you're a fucking... And then the other kids are like, whoa! And that's the commercial.
That's awesome. Yeah.
But it's like, hey, kids, imagine you're calling your friends a bunch of...
And now you can say it without getting in trouble at school. And the teacher's like, who has her homework? It's like, who has herpes, you dumb fuck? Got it from your boyfriend who has fucking.
You said fuck.
He's a. And he's sucking off guys behind your back. Fucking slut. And she's like, go to the principal's office. It's like, for saying what?
Yeah.
I just
said,
no
evidence. You said fuck like three or four times by accident.
Fucking,
yeah. And you called me a slut.
Be the coolest kid in school with the yak back beep. Tell your parents to suck your dick. Fuck it.
We're still figuring out the timing. There is a delay sometimes.
I would love that. Man, I'm going to shoot that as a commercial.
You should.
Kid with the fucking thing. But it's got to be done in the style of early 90s commercials where the toy is always like, it's got to seem like it's way back.
Of course.
Like the sensor does, like, you know, it's like barely audible.
Yeah.
In real life.
God damn, there was nothing more fucking annoying than getting the actual toy. And it
go
was
to detention. Go to the fucking hospital and get your checked out because you got AIDS, bitch. The principal was like, well, I guess he didn't say anything wrong. I guess your wife is cheating on you again with me, a six-year-old. Because she knows your dick's too small. Work anymore. Principal dickhead. Principal head cunt.
Yep, so that's promo code cumtown.
At dietsmoke.com.
At dietsmoke.com. You'll get a deal. You'll get a discount. It'll be great. And you'll get high, but in a mellow way.
Definitely not the
in
exact
a chill,
same
mellow way.
Way.
Yeah.
It's different. Definitely different.
It's not drugs.
And not a fucking purely logistical loophole.
Yeah, not an accident.
It's absolutely different.
Yeah, it's different and legal and cool.
It is so fucking annoying we can't just buy, like, edibles.
We're about to.
When? Starting when?
Well, they're legal, so people are, like, applying for dispensary licenses right now.
Is it already... Are they open in Jersey yet?
I don't know.
It would be nice to go to Jersey, get some fucking...
It would be nice.
Get some fucking weed, huh?
Yeah, it's...
We should do... We should figure out when we're getting the summer, knocking out the summer.
Dude,
let's do a little trip.
Let's go to the Jersey Shore.
I would love
I might try to dead oil. I was kind of jealous. I might try to get back into weed.
Hell yeah.
Next time we do a little cabin trip.
Oh, yeah. Stav and I were off the tink.
We were off the tincture, like, whoa.
I took the one that's a microdose, and I was literally dying.
Yeah, we got high as fuck at that restaurant.
Yeah, we were. So
me and you were fucking zooted out of our brains.
Oh, man.
You got that chicken pot pie. That
it was so good. Shout out to the Prairie Way.
What the fuck did I have? The fried chicken, maybe?
I think you got the fried chicken. The
pot pie looked awesome.
And I think you did a two app kind of supplement.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, brother.
Stav is an expert orderer.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
He really goes in with a plan.
Damn, I can't wait to take my little brother out for steaks this week.
Shout out to you.
Whoa. Adam's penis is so small, everybody who sees it's like, whoa.
Was that guy's name Black Rob?
I think so.
Yeah.
Whoa. Every time a woman sees Stav's penis, she's like, whoa, but in a good way.
Thug Story? No, that's whoa.
It's whoa.
Yeah,
whoa.
Yeah, Thug like, Story is the other one.
Whenever Nick sees a man's penis, he blows. That's a great beat. And I have many have commented on my talent for recreating beats with nothing but my mouth.
Yeah.
Some of you might have thought we were just playing it back.
Yeah.
Nope.
No, that was a box. He was boxing.
Bum, and here's another one of my famous ones. Bum 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 ba-dum, bum bum.
I don't know that song.
Ba-dum, bum, bum, bum.
What's the song?
It's the Harry Potter song.
Oh yeah, John Williams Harry Potter theme. I am forget.
Suckmypenis.com.
Suck on my dick.
Suckmypenis.com/penis. I will be at Caroline's on Broadway June 23rd through the 25th. Tickets will be available soon. Keep your eyes on mole.dog, my personal website, which is fucked up right now. But hopefully I'll have that fixed soon. Also, I'll be in St. Louis, I think, soon. Prior to the Carolina thing.
Oh, baby. And if you're listening this week and you're in fucking hot Atlanta, brother, it's next week. April 1st and the 2nd, I'm at the Earl in Atlanta. In Toronto, I added a Friday show on 415. Go buy those fucking tickets. Then I'm in Providence, Washington, D.C., Philadelphia. And listen, subscribe to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Stavi Baby. I'm posting a lot of stand-up there. I'm posting shorts, but I'm also posting longer videos. And my special will come out there. I'm going over the final edit soon for everybody asking. Thank you. It means a lot. And that shit will be out in April at some point. So we just got to figure
Hell
out.
Hell yeah.
We just got to figure out the final cut of it and, you know.
I'll be in L.A. in June, and I'm dropping merch soon. There's going to be a merch drop.
Yeah.
That you guys should look out for. I'm going to put my paintings on T-shirts.
And I'm actually going to do a balls drop into Adam's mouth.
No, that's not. Come on, dude. That's not a plug.
Oh, you'll be plugged.
You don't
up,
need
all
to
right.
plug that for the audience.
Yeah, bitch.
Yeah.
Oh, also, I'm doing a show in Brooklyn at the Bell House, 4/13, I believe. So get tickets to that, too. Stabby.biz/tour. Suck on my dick and balls. Suck on my dick and balls. Adam's dick is like, whoa. What do you got there? The Puff Bar, man? Puff Bar Plus?
Yeah, that's what adults smoke.
We got Ketanji Brown Jackson is being
the new Supreme Court Justice
right now as the new. Oh, I thought she was the. Oh, I didn't realize it was Supreme Court.
What did you think?
The syrup bottle.
Why?
That's not.
Come on, man.
They don't have congressional.
Supreme Court syrup container. They sound similar.
They don't sound even close to similar.
I misheard.
And never has the Senate had to approve who's on a fucking yeah. who's on
okay,
a fucking
so I'm,
maple
I'm,
syrup
so my bad. I'm learning politics because I'm trying to fucking like be involved and care and actually be,
I appreciate
and actually
effort.
Be a fucking person that yeah. fucking cares
and pays attention
and
okay.
fucking pays attention.
We'll do better next time.
And I'm so I'm learning and you're gonna fault me for learning.
I am.
When and give me a second because I have to turn around and in the same breath immediately criticize somebody for not being in my stage of whatever process
yeah.
I use to excuse
not reading
all
theory.
Of my past and present behavior as my beautiful process of growth and learning
right
which is not
only available to you
that only existed to in me and my timeline and everyone else is just a person who is. Stuck in the past and was incapable of growth, or they've quote unquote lost the plot. Because
when they lose the damn plot,
they've lost the plot somehow.
Grifters.
I myself,
these fucking grifters.
I myself am someone who's
Chud grifters.
Learned and discovered now at age 36 that I am actually an intellectual, very smart person. And the journalists who just 2 years ago I sat and quietly pretended that, you know, they'd meet me and respect me and we could become friends.
This is a new character?
No, this is a very old character that I've known for a long time. No, this is somebody you could say who, an amigo turned.
All right. All right. All right. All right.
What's the opposite of amigo? Fuck.
I don't know.
I just flipped the bottle on my own.
Not only do I know, do I not know? I guarantee you he does not know either because it's you don't learn that until you get to level 2 of Duolingo Spanish, which you've decided to learn at 36 years old. Because you voted one time and found out your grandfather owned a sombrero, and now you no longer identify as a white guy after 36 years of doing so.
Hey, that's nice, dude.
Yeah.
Finding culture, learning languages. I want to learn. I want to marry a foreign bitch, and I want to learn her language, and I want her to learn my language.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, we both know English.
It would be funny to learn Chinese, but it would be very funny is to learn Hindu.
Yeah.
And then do that Spanglish thing, just moving in and out of Hindu.
Yeah.
You ever watch Indian stand-up comedy?
I have not.
It's very funny.
It rocks.
Yeah, because they have all the mannerisms of American comedians, but then they just dip in and out of English. They have a bunch of borrowed words or whatever. So like, chuck de la bakala and okoda and seamless. You know? Chuck hound and dikadinda bonda. Like, PlayStation 5.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. They all speak perfect English, too. Over there in India.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe. You know, I have to say, I mean, I think it's a cool place, but I don't really want to go that bad.
Yeah. Seems hot.
I'm afraid of having to, you know, to shit. Like, I have something.
Getting diarrhea.
Is that racist of me to say I'm afraid of getting diarrhea in India?
I think it's...
Because people say the same thing about Mexico. You can't fucking drink the water or some
right,
shit.
Montezuma's revenge.
Umar Khan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Pal, friend of the show.
Umar Khan suck my dick.
Umar Khan suck my dick. On his fucking honeymoon, this fucking guy has... horrific food poisoning.
Oh damn!
I think he only gets pussy from his wife once because he's shitting the whole time.
Mm-hmm. He should have shit in her pussy.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point. I didn't think of that, but yeah. And he's at a resort. He wasn't like fucking on the street, you know, having street food. I don't fucking know. I don't remember, but we talked about it.
Damn.
And that sounded horrible.
It's not safe. It's not safe to leave this fine country.
Shouldn't they have pills you can take where your fucking stomach won't get fucked up?
Yeah, like Imodium or something.
I mean, something to neutralize the poison before it fucks your system.
Imodium to suck my dick.
Yeah.
Imodium to suck my dick. I want Imodium to suck my dick.
Imodium to suck my dick.
Imodium to suck my dick.
Get it done. Tuesday's hearing in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee is the first of 2 days of questioning for Supreme Court nominee. My mistake. Ketanji Brown Jackson.
Ketanji's a sick name.
Yeah.
Maybe she should get a katana.
It's an Indian name.
Ketanji?
Is she like part Indian?
No, it's just an Indian name. It's a Hindu name, Ketanji.
Wow.
That's a sick name.
Yeah. But if you say it that way, it makes more sense.
What do you mean?
Like Ketanji.
Yeah,
that's
right.
And then you're like, oh, okay.
I like Ketanji.
Yeah.
And her full name's good, too. Ketanji, what is it?
Brown Jackson.
Brown Jackson.
Brown Jackson. Yeah, sick name. Cool.
So she got it?
Honestly, that sounds like a defensive back's name.
Hell yeah.
That sounds like a corner for
fucking
Auburn.
I don't understand this. Yeah. The question is, bitch.
Ketanji Brown Jackson.
The Ohio State University.
How does this work? They just fucking...
So we heard you were a fucking bitch.
No, literally. Like, what? It's like no other job is like fucking the boss of the company is like, I think I'm going to fucking hire this person. And then middle management's like, yeah, so you were kind of a slut in college, huh? Just tell the camera. Why don't you say it to the cameras? You got your pussy fucked out, didn't you?
You got ran through.
That's not what a regional director of marketing does in my mind. They don't get fucking laid out. And in your words, my pussy fucked so raw, I had to shove. I yield my time. Me? How did I get here? Oh, a bunch of redneck fucking retards voted for me.
Yeah.
And now I'm here.
Yeah. I held the gun up to a judge's head.
Yeah.
In a viral video.
No, I had never voted in my life, and then there was a black president, and I used the money from my 9 pizza restaurants that I own to take out local ads calling him an ape. And in exchange for that, I became the congressional district that's 9 farms that are that date back to the plantation era. And now I'm here asking you why you got your pee hole sauced.
And by the way, I'll ask the questions.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah.
You don't get to ask
counselor.
Me.
Yeah.
You fucking Nick at the.
Yeah.
You fucking.
I didn't know you were going to say Nick's name. I thought you were about to.
Huh?
I thought you were about to.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Oh, damn it. Fuck. Super speciosa.
Oh, my God. Oh. How could we forget?
Because we're just having too good a time when they're awesome. Kratom.
Super speciosa. Yeah. So it's the same company, but they got two different.
They're, like, I was like, we can just do all the reads at once. And he's like, no, it's important the brands stay separate. No. Which I'm sure is really important to fucking drug addicts. You're like, dude, what the fuck, man? How am I supposed to trust you?
It's really important to guys who are like, did you get my heroin? They're like, no, I told you no more heroin, but I did get you some Super Speciosa.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
All right, here we go. Super Sprocs are true world leaders in the production of performance bike Sproc. Oh, I got the wrong website here. Damn. Producing best sprockets since 1956. Super Sprocs are true world leaders. Is this the right thing?
No.
Original bimetal sprocket Super Sprocs.
Is that just something you look up on your time off?
No, it's...
What the hell is Super Sprocs?
I think it auto-corrected.
Oh.
So that's not... We want it Super Speciosa.
You love Super Sprocs, dude. That's your favorite website.
No, I definitely wasn't building my own dildo bike.
Oh, fuck.
The original Peloton. Mm-hmm. Just calling Peloton. It's like, yes, I was wondering, I want to get the top of the line model, but I was wondering if you had, let's just say, the classic modification. And I'm sure you know what I'm talking about.
If you
about.
Know what I mean.
I think you know exactly what I'm talking about. Super Speciosa offers...
Basically, guys, it's the highest quality kratom you could buy. You could buy it in teas, powders, and kratom leaves.
Capsules.
Did we say with Diet Smoke that the promo code is Cumtown or Cumtown 20?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And did we say that you get $20 million off?
Yep. Yeah, they pay you.
And we said it, but it was only after you did a big thing
about the teacher at school and the beep.
Right. You did the beep yak back.
I wish I had that commercial to watch.
It was fun.
So we did say
just
it, but
some little Bart Simpson-esque it is just whipping that out. Like, tag, you're it. That's how it opens. Yeah, well, you're a faggot.
All right, well,
I mean,
you missed another one.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, we did talk about...
Whoa! Just all the kids. Just a shredding on a guitar. Just some guy going all the way down. Cuss out your fucking friends and let them know how gay they are with the new Cuss Boy. The Cuss Boy Extreme. And then it's just all the... There's like a bunch of buttons on there that are like... And then the asterisk, and then the asterisk, the SH asterisk. I just my pants because I'm a try out all the buttons in different combinations. Yeah.
That's
just
awesome.
A grandpa being like, what the hell did he say?
Oh, no. Yeah. Stop it.
What
Junior.
Did he say? You're like, don't let your grandpa's hearing aid get up with all the cuss words you're going to say to his old bitch.
Kids rule.
Kids rule. Adults drool.
Adults are...
the beep man. Okay, so basically, guys, if you're buying kratom and you're not buying it from an American Kratom Association GMP qualified vendor, you're a fucking idiot.
You really fucking are.
With all this crap that's in the drugs these days, you gotta keep yourself safe.
So fucking true.
So you go to this website called superspeciosa.com and you get a powder, a capsule, a tablet, or a tea bag.
Oh, you'll get a tea bag, all right.
I'm still laughing about the Cuss Boy.
The Cuss Boy is great.
I like that the Cuss Boy interrupted two different ad reads this company bought.
just all the other kids being impressed. But something that would like clearly not work.
No, not at all.
It would just be weird. You could still hear the kids saying
just
it.
A thing that just makes beeps.
Yeah.
But if you market it that way, it would sell.
Yeah.
Because you know what? You know, you say that, but how funny was it when you got your hands on a beep?
I mean, I'm doing it now.
That's what I'm saying. As a kid, you would have loved it.
Yeah.
Like, I think, I don't remember what it was. Maybe it was maybe it was one of those soundboard things where one of them was a beep.
Me and my cousin used to back in the 10.
Or a keyboard.
Back
yeah,
in
doing
the
prank phone
back
calls.
In the 10-10-220 days, you remember that shit?
Sure.
Remember how long this is called that? Me and my cousin would call each other, And we would sit on the phone and just like use the phone buttons.
Yes.
You know, yes, of
that's
course.
That's a classic.
Yeah,
that's
I'd be like, yeah, well, you're a boob, F, boob, boob. You know,
yeah,
and,
dude.
And then just fucking just dying laughing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Or then, the cuss boy would work.
Yeah. And then, or like burping at each other on the phone. And then my mom would get the phone bill and be like, what the fuck? What the fuck?
You're like, I was talking to my cousin.
We were talking to each other.
Shut
we
up.
We
weren't mom. On a party sex chat line.
Yeah.
Okay, basically, guys.
Did you ever? It feels like you probably got on one of those.
Me,
Adam. You ever call a sex line?
No, because it was a 1-900 number, so I knew my parents would get billed.
I thought about it, but I never did it. But whoa, you're unscrewing the microphone.
If I was by a payphone,
Super Speciosa too. Let's. Oh, this is cool. I feel like Bob
whoa,
Barker.
Dude,
like
Johnny
I didn't know
Carson.
There was a tiny microphone in here.
Wow,
that's
so cool.
Sick. I'm jealous.
We're gonna spin the wheel, and whatever we land on first, we got. We got Mrs. Adam Friedland here. She's from Des Moines, Iowa. She has now
nice
tell us about
here.
This. You got the tiniest penis in the entire world.
No, that's not true.
That's
all
true.
Right, spin the wheel.
Spin the wheel. I want to see what it looks like.
Hey,
now.
Landed on $300. What could you buy for that? Certainly a night with a woman.
Okay,
maybe.
Oh, interesting.
You'll have to forgive me. I'm from the 50s.
This is weird.
Remember
I'm
to have
screw
your
back on. I don't like it.
Remember to have your pet's penis to faggot.
Anyway, Super Speciosa's got a 30-day guarantee, and if you're not happy, then neither are they. They want to make your experience as satisfactory as possible. That's why...
Where do you have to reassemble?
I don't care, really. They test all their products. They have the fastest shipping. They have friendly service.
Yeah, they got a lot of threads on this.
They have really friendly service.
Real customer reviews on the website. You can check them out. There's a guy named Demetrios. You probably know him. Yeah.
He's my cousin.
He said, truly everything was above board.
Oh, I love that.
It's a weird review.
Yeah, none of this was it was illegal.
Yeah, it was a...
Why buy Super Speciosa? You deserve the highest quality products and service. We strive to give you that at every step. There's a 30-day guarantee. If you're not happy, then neither are we. We want to make your experience with us as satisfactory as possible. We offer a 30-day penis to guarantee on all penis.
That's true. Yeah.
Trusted quality. We subject our penis to the strictest penis control standards in the industry. Every vagina is penis inspected and lab penis for impurities in vagina.
Mm-hmm.
Fast shipping. Penis ass by 2 p.m. Penis vagina ship. The same penis ass balls, except on Sundays.
Oh, yeah.
Chick-fil-A the day style. Of our Lord.
We also penis, cock, vagina, ass. Shipping methods available for penis. Great. I really like this product. They're definitely real reviews.
Yeah, they are.
From Fran R. I really like this product. Thank you, Fran R. Five
Fran
stars.
Fran Dresh R.
Bill J. Feel very confident in the quality of the Red Mang dye I ordered. Couldn't be... happier with the overall experience with Super Speciosa. We'll be ordering one of the green strains next.
So, folks, that, I mean, if it's there...
I mean, it speaks for itself.
It's true. So, you
the
go
energy,
to the website...
The energy emanating off these reviews.
Mm-hmm. You go to the website, you put in the promo code CUMTOWN or CUMTOWN20, mm-hmm. and you get a great deal, because...
Man, you know what I always thought was funny is that expression, it ain't over till the fat lady sings.
Yeah.
You know, and then, ironically... A couple of years ago, we started letting fat women speak a lot more. Mm-hmm.
That's true.
And society ended.
Oh,
once
that's
Lizzo,
what they meant.
Once Lizzo went platinum.
Yeah.
She was
the fat lady song.
Yeah, fucking, it's like the fucking country's, the
Lizzo.
Dollar's collapsing.
Or was it Adam's favorite girl?
Who?
That British bitch, the ugly one.
Adele?
No, Adele's not ugly. She's hot.
She's hot.
The other one, dude, Susan Boyle.
Well, I don't know if she was fat. I think she was just
fat.
I think she was just
was
a mentally
so
ill
ugly?
Woman. She did not look good. But I think they are the four horsemen of the apocalypse. I think Nick is right. So if you want to find out more, you go to superspeciosa.com.
Yeah, I guess she wasn't that fat. She just had a fucked up face.
Yeah, she was wearing like pajamas. It looked crazy. Anyway, go to superspeciosa.com, put in promo code CUMTOWN20.
Damn, they got my bitch made over these days.
Susan? Yeah, but you can't save.
Nah, you
Susan
really
Boyle.
Yep. Susan Magdalene Boyle is a Scottish singer.
She's Scottish.
Oh, she sang from Les Miserables.
Yeah, I Dreamed a Dream. It's a great song.
Oh shit, dude! I'm about to get you Susan Boyle's "I'll Be Home for Christmas" album next Christmas.
Oh my
Adam.
God, thank
She's
you.
She's such a funny looking lady.
She looks bad,
but I guess you go to Scotland and they all look like that.
That's not
true. The Scottish bitches are fucking. There's one bitch with the most piercing blue eyes you've ever seen in your life. And big fat titties, and she's redheaded, but everyone else looks like
she's
shit.
Scottish?
That's just what I'm guessing.
Oh. So you don't know a girl.
I've never been to Scotland. Yeah. I've never seen a girl like that, yeah. But I hope she exists.
Is that Susan
and if she
Boyle,
does, hit me up.
Susan Boy, I'll cut my dick off if I ever have to see that lady naked. Susan Boyle, I have Asperger's from The Guardian.
Damn.
She now also, I think...
Now I'm thinking about that fictional Scottish woman I just created, and I want to fuck her.
Yeah, she's great.
Huge tits, curly hair, red hair. Dude, curly and red, that would do something to me. Because I like red hair, I like curly hair.
Me too,
that's
the brother.
Classic combo, little orphan,
you know,
Annie.
Me too, brother.
Well, I had a sixth grade biology teacher.
Yeah.
Who had red hair and huge tits.
I think in 100 years, there aren't going to be redheads anymore.
That's one of the stupidest things I've ever heard in my fucking life. Mm. Jake had just had two fucking redheaded kids. What, you're going to kill them?
The police will, probably. Yeah, if I was born ginger in this country, I would be dead.
We're going to have a one-child policy.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. You know that song, The Ginger is the Beep of the World?
Yeah.
By
John Lennon.
Yeah.
Dude, I need me a strange type of redhead. Like one you're not thinking of, like an Asian redhead.
Well, that's impossible.
It is. You think it's not. I saw a fucking commercial where
they got to be mixed.
No, dude.
No, they just dyed their
hair.
No,
that's... You guys... The thing is, you guys don't want to admit we're all one people.
It's true. The human race.
That exists, dude. There's a commercial that showed, like, African redheads.
Are there naturally redheaded Asians?
Yes.
The answer, no.
That's not true.
All right, well, here's the
answer. I saw a commercial 4 years ago.
Yes, yes, redheaded people are found throughout Asia.
Thank you.
So this is what you're talking about?
No.
Yeah, okay. Well, these are the examples.
No, not fucking those guys.
Well,
those
that's
guys
the answer.
Look horrible.
These are the answers.
Those are Jews.
Stop wants to fuck them.
No.
Can Chinese people ethnically have red hair? Can they? The answer, no.
That's not true.
I think you're wrong, sir.
I'm not wrong.
He saw it on a commercial. Was it a Wendy's China commercial? Hi, I'm Dave Thomas, and this is my Chinese daughter.
What about like this fucking kid?
That's not.
You want to fuck that boy?
I don't want to fuck a kid.
You
want to
have fuck? You want to have fuck?
I just searched. No, I don't want to fuck a child.
Stav wants to have fuck with a 3-year-old girl.
I don't. I just saw a picture of a Chinese kid with red hair.
You did look cute, not in a sex way.
Thank you.
It was a cute.
Yeah.
My grandma had red hair, and she's Northeastern Chinese. She lived on a tiny remote farm city 12 hours away from Harbin, which is very, very close to Russia. Maybe she has some Russian descent because her eyes are like a normal non-Asian person.
Okay, well, I don't know about normal.
I think maybe there is some Mongolian.
She's, quote.
She's mostly Han, though. And it's because, first of all, this is a Chinese person saying this, so you don't get to censor me.
Yeah.
You don't get to tell me.
I don't get to censor her. I get to censor you.
You don't get to censor me at all.
DNA reveals these red-haired Chinese mummies.
You want to fuck a mummy?
Come from Europe and Asia. Fuck.
Yes.
Oh, and Asia.
And Asia. I think probably like Uyghur people have redheads because they're Turkic and they're not Han.
Well, fucking sign me up for some of those bitches. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Find me the biggest titted Uyghur and we're going on a mission to break her out.
No, but you know what would get you out of it is that they're Turkic descendants. And so, therefore, you would have to smash with a Turk.
This is hilarious. Quara, is being redhead a weird in Japan? How will, for example, teenagers react if I were to go to school? Would they make fun of my hair or like it? Here's the top answer on Quora. You'll probably do as well or better than your home country. In Japan, gingers have absolutely no association with being an underclass of any kind, having no soul, being the most likely stepchild to cop a beating, etc.
Mm. To cop a beating?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Should I get red hair? Should I have red hair?
Yes, many in Korea and China.
No, I know this wrong.
The Chinese call them red hair devils. But the real red hair devils are in Europe. Whatever. I don't fuck. I'm just saying.
This is what you want.
No, that's fake, dude.
No, first of all.
I'd fuck that girl.
Don't ever call Zuyu fake.
I'd absolutely fuck. Who is she? Ziyu?
I don't know. It's either Da Yoon or... It's one of them. Dayun or
I'm a natural redhead of Korean
Romo
descent.
Yura
on Reddit.
I guess it's Yura. I for the life of me.
Oh, fuck, the links don't work anymore.
If you put a gun to my head and ask me which K-pop female star is this, I would.
Dude, all this girl's pictures are gone.
Wow, the CCP is trying to hide.
They're trying to censor this, dude.
The party doesn't want the red.
It's weird that they call it CCP instead of PPC. PP Coca-Cola, yeah. Which is what it stands for.
PPCC.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
PP Coke.
Right.
They do be drinking that out there.
CCP, PPC. CCP, PPC.
Well, this guy looks hilarious.
That's the kind of guy that does like stand up. That's the guy that moves here like 2 years. He's like the king of Chicago.
Right.
You gotta see Jim Banaga. You gotta see Jim Banaga, dude. That guy's
used to kill back in Chicago.
And just pure joke writer.
Yep.
You know, cool clothes, sneaker guy. Loves sneakers.
Just did
Conan. Loves sneakers.
Jim Banaga.
Yeah.
Shout out to Jim Banaga. What was Banaka from Ace Ventura? Was that like a mouth spray?
It's a mouth spray.
Where'd Banaka
kiss
go?
A girl?
When I was a kid,
that was a big thing back in the day.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I wanted Banaka more than anything.
Girls are into it.
That's such a cool move.
Yeah,
dude, why don't we fucking spray our mouths anymore?
Well, because it's like a comic. It's like having a spritzer thing. It's like a joke. And I was like, if I had that Banaka, I could crush.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
imagine
true.
Imagine maybe
dude,
just hitting
having
lines.
Having that as a fat kid.
Hitting lines and then just spray your fucking the Banaka in the mouth.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
I'm about to look up Banaka now.
Yeah. You said the closest you could get was this move, the
right, but that's not the same.
It's not the same.
Banaka spray mouth.
How to kill myself.
Oh, Binaka, B-I-N-A.
Yeah.
They still sell it, apparently, from Amazon. Pack of six for $19. It's a little pricey, if you ask me.
Yeah, it sounds high.
Yeah, it got replaced by the Listerine strips.
Those strips suck dick.
Yeah, but it was a good gimmick.
They had a moment, but they sold them. Shit.
Yeah.
I'm going to put that on a gray hoodie.
Her smile is insured. Banaka. Nice.
I'm just putting that hat on the hoodie.
The strips were fucking dog shit. I mean, look, gum is the real answer here.
Yeah, it keeps your breath fresher for longer.
Did we just have gum technology outpace Banaka technology? Is that what happened? I do feel like gum is better now than when we were kids.
Yes.
Gum used to lose its flavor in fucking 3 and
when
a half seconds.
When they invented the hard shell.
You know what I love? I Big
that's
red.
When it got shell. Professional.
I love Big Red.
Big Red's fucking rocks cock.
I love Big Red.
I love it. More than both of you.
I like Big Red bitches. I like Clifford style bitches.
You like a Clifford type bitch?
I want an 80 foot.
Would you fuck a dog that was Clifford size?
I don't know if I could physically.
Let's say they put you up on a little
on
lift.
A platform.
One of those like construction platforms. Yeah.
Like a guy like working on a telephone pole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you put your whole body in there dick first? Because your dick would be in the pussy, but is part of what feels good about pussy the contrast between the dick and the rest of your body? Mm-hmm. Like if your whole body is in a pussy, does your dick even feel good?
It's not about feeling good. It's about power.
So you would have power over the Clifford dog.
If the dog respected me as an alpha pack leader from there on out, I would consider it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking, well, part of it is the contrast, but part of it is how tight a pussy is, I guess. So if you went to a big ass pussy, but if you could wrap a little bit of the Clifford dog's pussy around your dick, like take a little bit of
the dog. That's 1619 project lady.
What's that?
You know, was it Hannah Jones or whatever?
I don't know who that is.
I don't know what
doesn't
that
matter.
Is.
She's a Twitterer. She's well, if you don't know who she is, fuck it.
Anyway, folks.
So if there was a female dog, Clifford, would you wrap some of its pussy around your dick to make it feel more like a human's pussy? Yeah. Or would you just walk into the dog's pussy and jack
your dick
off?
We're talking
about
fucking a big red dog?
Yeah.
Just fuck it. What do you mean?
Would you put just your dick in, or if it's big enough, would you put your whole body in?
Well, how big? It's big for a dog, so it's probably
it's
a regular.
No, it's like three
Clifford
stories high.
Big red
how
dog.
Big is
it's
Clifford?
Bigger than the house.
You've never seen Clifford the Big Red Dog?
I don't remember his proportions.
It's as big as the house.
Huge, bro.
Oh.
Clifford's gigantic.
Huge. But it's such a pain in the ass, the amount that dog must eat.
And shit. And how big its cock must be.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, he's huge.
Your wife is looking at the cock just salivating. Just being like, that's a real man.
But it's a dog, though.
But it's a dog.
So maybe this bitch wants to fuck dogs.
Yeah, she's a fucking...
Which all white women do want to do, by the way.
That's true. That's on the record. That is on the record.
Oh, fuck.
All right, boys.
That new deli sandwich place got me sleepier than usual.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm sluggish as hell.
Maybe
yeah.
You can suck my dick to wake yourself up.
I either got to go sign up for a gym. I got to hit an exercise bike 20 minutes to get my heart rate up. Get my exercise in. So I can keep doing this show forever. I got to stay alive so I can keep doing this.
As always, guys, thank you.
That would be one of the best parts of dying.
Thank you
for listening. Never having to do this fucking shit again.
Bye.